Father God, I ask that as we share this time with one another, God, as a united church family, that we'll have that same kind of moment that Isaiah had that we read in your scripture, that we'll see you for who you truly are, as a holy God, who just at the sound of those who call out how holy you are and that the earth is full of your glory, that it'll shake the heavens. God, I pray that we'll have that same moment where we recognize how extreme and undeserved your forgiveness is, and that we will go. We'll tell the world that you are God. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending us your Son. Jesus, I ask that you use this time for your glory. I ask that each one of our hearts and minds will be enlarged, that your word will pierce us, and that we'll leave here with bent wills, willing to do what it is that you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, good morning, Potter's House. My name's James, for those of you who weren't here a couple weeks ago, and maybe you haven't been here any of the times that I've spoke. I teach the kids on Sunday and the youth group on Wednesdays, and that's one of my, just a huge honor in my life. But I am really pumped for today's message. There's a statement that's kind of become our motto as a church, and if you take just a second to look around, you can probably figure out what it is. But we say that we don't just go to church, we
be the church.
That's right. Okay, so today is Be the Church Sunday. If you look around, you'll probably notice that there are lots of tiny people in here today. And so I'm going to do my best to keep the message a little bit on the shorter end, because I know that anything over generally 30 minutes, I mean, let's be honest, when I was a kid, I had ADD pouring out of my ears. And so I'm just hoping that each one of us, whether you're 5 or whether you're 55 or whether you're 105, that we can walk away with refreshed hearts this morning. So every few months we gather together as a church family, from the youngest to the oldest, and we dive a little bit deeper into what actually being the church is about. You know, here after service, as Lee mentioned, there's going to be a potluck. We're going to be gathering together and eating, and I mean, that's one of my favorite parts of Be the Church Sunday. But now I want to encourage you guys, stick around. Whether you're new or whether you've been here since long before I even showed up, stick around and sit with somebody that you don't know. You know, even at church, no matter where we are, we're really, it's easy for us to just gravitate towards the people that we know because it's comfortable, but that's not what church is about. I want to encourage you to find someone you don't know, sit with them, get to know them, because here at the Potter's House, I don't use the word lightly, we are family. As the church, we're an assembled people. We're a group of people that have been united and brought together as a family. And afterwards, we're going to go out into our community in all different corners, whether you're going to be serving to help build a handicap ramp, or whether you're going to be serving at the nursing home with me, or whether you're going to be serving by picking up trash on the highway. Wherever you are, we're going to be serving in all different places in the community. And while we do that, I hope that each one of us, I pray that each one of us, we'll have our ears open. It will be fine-tuned to the Holy Spirit. And that in our small groups this week, we'll be able to go and share with others about how we didn't just meet physical needs this week, but that we were able to witness and meet the ultimate spiritual need as well. So we'll pray for you guys that before we go out today, that we'll boldly and unhesitantly be willing to share the message of God's free forgiveness that's found in Jesus Christ. Because if you've been around me long enough, I know you've heard this statement before. We are called to know him and to make him known. Our purpose in life is to know him and to make him known. In other words, to be his witnesses. So today, instead of actually moving on in Acts, we're going to take a step back. We're going to just take a moment and view the forest from the trees, take a breath of fresh air, and remind ourselves what this is all really about. As we go through the book of Acts, everything that we read is going to be through this filter, that we were sent to be witnesses for Christ. Before Jesus left, he said these two different things that are pretty much the same. He said, "All power and authority on earth and in heaven has been given to me. And since I'm with you always, you can go. And you can make disciples in all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And then just before he ascended, he said, "Look, go and be my witnesses into all the earth. It's going to start here, but then it's going to take off. And the whole world is going to be set on fire with this message of God's forgiveness and love that is found in Jesus Christ." And I need to go back to my notes, or I'm just going to go off of talking about that. All right, so with that in mind, before we start to dive in, since I normally teach the kids on Sunday, it'll feel a little bit more comfortable for me, and maybe, hopefully, it'll feel more comfortable for them if all my kiddos that are back there with me on Sundays, if you guys want to come up and grab a seat, because I've got a little talk that I want to have with you. There's always the moment where they turn and start looking at their parents like, "Am I allowed to go?" Awesome. So while our kids are coming up, I'd like to extend the invitation to you guys to join us for church this morning. And I think that if you're paying attention, you just might learn something too. All right. How are you guys doing today? Oh my gosh. That was so weak. How are you guys doing today? There we go. That's a little bit better. Before we start, did anybody do something really awesome this week? Caden? You forgot? That's all right. We'll come back to you. Ethan?
I lost a tooth.
You lost a tooth? No way. Awesome, dude.
I had my first football practice.
You had your first football practice. Awesome. Of the year. All right. I love football. Anybody else? Anybody do anything really cool this week?
Baseball.
Playing some baseball. I like it. All right. Very cool. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good week. For those of you that were here last week, you'll know that I was down in Texas. I got to visit my grandpa. It was a lot of fun getting to see him. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to see each one of you. All right. I've got a question for you guys. And it's a big one. Are you ready? Okay. Good. I like the enthusiasm. If you're a Christian, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for our sins, that he rose from the dead, and here's the best part, that he's coming back for us and that we get to live forever with him in heaven. If you believe all that, what is your job when you're here on earth? What are we supposed to do? Your hand went up first. Be good. That's sort of part of it. That's right. Anybody else? Be respectful. That's part of it too. You guys have been learning all sorts of lessons. Eli? Obey, that's a big part of it too. All right. Rafe. That's all right, buddy. I'll come back to you. All right, last one. No sinning. Well, hopefully, that's sometimes a tall order though, isn't it? All right, so we're going to talk a little bit today. Rafe, you got it? Be safe. I hope that we're all safe this week. That's right. But today we're talking about what our number one job is. Everything that you guys said was really good. But today we're talking about the number one job, the one thing that Jesus told us to do before he left. He said that we're supposed to tell others about him. Yeah. All right. He said when Jesus left, he said to be his witnesses. Do you guys know what witness means? It's kind of a big word, isn't it? Witness. All that means is Jesus wants us to tell others about how much he loves them. That's right. He wants us to tell everyone that we meet about how much he loves them. And guess what, guys? This isn't a secret. You can tell everyone that you meet This is one of the things we're supposed to tell everyone that we know, that Jesus loves us so much that he died for our sins and he rose from the dead. And that one day he's going to come back for us. So, what's our job while we're here? To tell people about Jesus, that's right. We're here to be Jesus' witnesses. And sometimes, the reason this is so important to talk about, we've been talking about it a lot. We talk about it a lot back there on Sundays. They've been talking about it a whole lot in here on Sundays. But sometimes we need a reminder. Because, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I get really busy, or I get really lazy, and I come up with all sorts of excuses not to do my job. Or sometimes I just forget. Sometimes we forget how important it is to tell people that Jesus loves them. It's kind of silly, isn't it? Yeah. There's all sorts of people who get busy or they get tired and they forget what they were supposed to do. How about, I've got some pictures of some people when they were doing their job, and we're going to look at them real quick. There's this one person. Let's see if we can spot it together. Please slow drively. Do you guys know what's wrong with that picture? Please drive slowly. That's right. That's somebody who was getting really tired while they're on the job. How about the next one? Do not stack. But they're all stacked, aren't they? That's right. How about the next one? Down. Can you guys figure out what's wrong with that picture? It's pointing up. That's right. How about the next? Can you see that? What's thirst? That's kind of confusing. That's right. Somebody was getting pretty tired on the job. How about the next one? Do not enter, enter only. What are you supposed to do? That's right. Okay, how about the next? I think somebody spilled their drink while they were driving and they messed up the paint lines. All right. Olympic rings. I think they were supposed to actually put the Olympic rings on the cake. Somebody was really tired that day, huh? All right, I gave the bakery a photo on the USB drive to put on the cake, and this is the cake they made. They put the actual USB drive on the cake. That is... All right, for the goggles, don't pay $9.95. Only $9.95. Now, floats on water. Does that look like that phone is floating on water? No. All right. If you can read that, it says, do not under any circumstances stack furniture here. Yeah, there's a big stack of furniture there. And how about this last one? This one's kind of silly, but the dinosaur supervisor for Jurassic Park, he didn't do a very good job, did he? Yeah, the dinosaurs got a little out of control. Phil didn't do a good job. All right. All right, guys. Those are kind of funny, huh? Yeah, when somebody kind of forgets and maybe they get busy or they get tired and they forget how to do their job. And I'm sure that all of our parents could remember sometime they got really busy or they were tired or they just didn't feel like it and they kind of messed something up at work. Or maybe when you were maybe driving one day and you were just going through the motions because you drive the same way to work every day and so you're just zoned in and then you pull out right in front of somebody and almost get into a wreck. And we just start going through the motions and we forget how important what we're doing really is. So, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but first, I'm going to need 4 volunteers. I need 4 volunteers that like to play pretend. All right. We're going to be pretending to be firefighters. All right. Maverick, hop on up here. Come on up here, buddy. Climb it. I like it. If you guys don't want to climb, you can walk on the stairs over there. All right, Caden, I'll let you come up. I know your daddy's a firefighter. All right. Eliana. All right. And I'm going to do one more. I'm going to pick a boy. So we got two boys and two girls. Eli, hop on up here, buddy. All right, guys. Today, as we get to pretend to be firefighters, I'm going to give each four of you a duty.
Okay.
All right. So, Maverick, I need you to come stand over here. Stand right here. Today, you're going to be sorting all the boots and the coats. And so I need you to pretend to grab the boots and put them in one pile, and grab the coats and put them in another pile. Can you do that for me? All right, start, and we'll be coming right back to you. All right, buddy? Eli, your duty today is washing the fire truck. So you need to get down and grab the sponge and scrub and scrub and scrub and wax on and wax off. Can you do that? All right, get to work. All right, Eliana, your job today is playing and petting and taking care of the Dalmatian. Okay, can you do that for me? So you get down and start petting and playing, take care of that Dalmatian, all right? All right, Caden, you come over this way. All right, Caden, your job is you get to cook the food for all the other people in the firehouse. So you can be flipping pancakes, you get crazy with it, okay, girl? Making cakes, do everything you can. So start doing that. And so those are all of our duties. All right. Maverick, what's your job? To sort the boots and jackets. Eli, what's your job?
Washing the truck.
Eliana, your job? Taking care of the Dalmatian. And Caden, what's your job? Cooking. Well, guys, let's think about this a little bit harder for a second. What is a firefighter's job? To put out fires. So all these things that we're doing, those weren't our jobs, those were our duties. All right, we're going to talk about that here in a second. Everybody give them a round of applause. You guys can go back to your seats. You did great. You did awesome. Good job. That's right. So at the firehouse, there's all sorts of things that they need to do to maintain order, to keep everything moving well. But those aren't really their jobs, that's just their duties. That's how they are able to do their jobs well. Just like us. While we're doing our job, there's a lot of duties that need to be done. Just like in life. If you're a Christian, what is your job? It's to be, ready? It's to be a witness, yeah. We are witnesses. We tell people about Jesus, but the rest of the stuff we do, those are duties. God's given each of us certain gifts. And it's up to us to play with those gifts until we figure out what God wants us to do. Maybe God made you really, really good at figuring out math problems. Are any of you guys good at math? A few of you guys, maybe you're going to be an accountant, or maybe you're going to be an architecture or an engineer, and you're going to be able to use all those skills to be able to do something really cool like that. You'll build big buildings. Maybe, how about, are any of you guys interested in protecting people? And maybe one day you'll be a police officer, and God made you to where you just want to help people and protect them from bad things that happen to them. And so one day, God's going to let you be a police officer. And then maybe one day you'll be a nurse or a doctor. Or you could be a pastor or a teacher. You could be the president of the United States. Maybe God gave you other duties as well. Maybe it's not just your work. Maybe he made it to where you really, really care about people who have lost their homes and they don't have anywhere to live. Or maybe you really care a lot and about people who, maybe other little kids who don't have any parents. Or maybe you care a lot about people who don't have very much in their life, and so you want to help give them things. Like, you guys remember the people who came to church last winter, and we talked about how the offering that you guys gave, they had just had a brand new baby. And their electricity was shut off. And that week, it was like 0 degrees outside. And so their house was going to be so cold. But the offering you guys gave helped pay for their electricity. And it kept that baby warm. So maybe you care about helping people who don't have very much. These are all really, really good things. Every one of these things are important. But what are they? There are duties. You gonna say it? So what's your job? Eliana? To tell people about Jesus. That's right. Now, do you guys mind if I talk to the adults here for a minute? Because sometimes they can't pick things up as fast as we can. That's all right. We're going to talk to them. We're going to catch them up on what we already know, that Jesus told us that for every one of us, every person, everybody look back and look at everybody in the room. Ooh. Every single person in this room, we are all, our jobs are all to tell people about Jesus and how much he loves us. So we're going to talk to the adults for a minute, okay? All right. So what about you guys? How has God gifted you? Who's God put on your heart? What has God put on your heart? Whether it's missions in some far-off country, or whether it's just helping people in our own backyard, or whether it's helping the homeless, or the poor, or the widow, or the orphan, whoever it is, who has God laid on your heart? What kind of skills has God given you? You know, whether you're a construction worker or a police officer or a firefighter, whatever you're doing, maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. God has given you a circle of influence in your life. And there are people that you meet every single week. And you have a relationship with these people, and they would never, ever, ever walk through the doors of a church. But what they will do is talk to you. God's given each one of us duties. He's given each one of us a place to be in this world. But don't forget about your job. Just like in the illustration with the firefighters, if they got so consumed with washing the truck that they didn't go and put out the fire, they wouldn't be very good firefighters, would they? So as Christians, as a people who are united for Jesus Christ, for the cause that he died for, let's pay attention to our duties. Our duties are important, but let's never forget our real job. The reason that you're walking on this earth is to know God and to make him known. There's a lot of people that I've met that literally the second they hear, like they ask me what I do and I tell them, you know, I'm a youth pastor, they don't care about anything I have to say after that. Because they've already made up in their mind about who I am and what I stand for and whatever's happened in their past, whether they've been abused by people in the church before or whether they've just grown up being told lies about who Jesus is, they'll close off to me. But those same people know you and they've spent time with you and they love you and you love them and you have a time and an opportunity to speak into their lives. And whether or not they immediately become a Christian, you have a seed that needs to be planted. Every single one of us do. Our job is to tell people about how much Jesus loves them. We have been given the most extravagant and awesome an amazing and free gift that the world has ever known. We've been given the only news that can actually be called good because it's the only thing that this life can't take away from us. We have been given freedom and salvation. We've been given love and love overflowing. And God wants to give that same gift to all the people that you see on a daily basis. When you go and today as you're serving out in the community, Try to view people through those eyes. Those are people that Jesus died for, just like he died for you. You know, I've talked with a lot of people about, as we've been going through Acts, and some of them have even gone as far as to say, okay, you know, we keep talking about why we should witness and that we should witness, but I've heard a couple questions about how. Okay, like, you keep telling us to witness, but how? How am I supposed to witness? I don't know. I've never done it before. And we're actually going to be diving into that here in a couple weeks as we move through Acts and we learn from Peter and then Paul's examples. There's a couple messages that are just on fire. Paul on Mars Hill is one of my favorite examples. But before we learn how to witness, you know, just our knowledge, just once we actually have the knowledge to witness, before we learn that, we need to be convinced in our hearts that we should witness. Because we can have knowledge all day long, but until our hearts are pierced with God's love, it won't move us to action. Can any of my guys up front, any of you kiddos, can you tell me what John 3:16 says? Ethan, your hand went up really fast, dude. Awesome, dude. That's awesome. That's right. It's this verse that we hear over and over again. It's a verse that people who aren't Christians have heard before, but that God so loved you that he gave his son. You know, if one of you guys committed something that was wrong, if one of you guys did something that was wrong, there's not a chance I would let my beautiful daughter, who's never done anything wrong, take your punishment. Let alone if you did something wrong to me. If you stole my car, I'd want you to be punished. You know, I'd be like, you're going to jail, son. Give me back my car. You know, I'd be really upset. And there's no way I would want to put my daughter in that place, in your place, for punishment. That's something that you rightly deserved. But God loved us so much that he gave his only son. And that this deal is so good, this news is so amazing, that we don't have to earn it. We don't have to say the right magic words. All we have to do is believe in him, and we will not perish but have everlasting life. There's a million verses. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God had accepted you and loved you when you were at your worst. While we were enemies of God, he sent his son to take our punishment. Let that sink into your hearts for a minute. We hear it all the time, but let it really sink in. You are more loved than you could ever imagine. And God wants to give that same love to your friends. And he wants to give that same extravagant love to your families, the people in your families who are far from him. He wants to give that same love to our coworkers. Today, when we leave this building and we go out and serve our community, the people that we come in contact with, God wants to show them his everlasting and overflowing love that is found in the forgiveness and blood of Jesus Christ. It's only when these verses, when this... Something I tell people is that if you think that you have your mind wrapped around God's love, then you haven't even begun to understand it at all. It is beyond anything that we can comprehend, and I mean, it is my rest. It is the only place that I find purpose and meaning and approval and freedom. God has loved us and adopted us as his own. The king found us stealing food from his food pantry, and so he adopted us and made us princes and princesses of the king. It's only when God's love penetrates our hearts like this, it's only when we start to really grasp how he is worth everything. The verse I always come back to time and time again, and it's just God reminding me, is in Matthew 13:44, Jesus was standing and he was teaching, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. And so one day a guy was walking through that field and he stumbled upon this treasure. And so he went and sold everything he had and bought that field. Jesus is worth everything. And it's only once we start to realize that, that we'll stop worrying about being nervous or feeling awkward when we talk to someone about him. It's only then that we'll stop being worried that somebody's going to think we're weird, and we let that stop us from telling them about who Jesus is. It's only when we realize that he is worth more and everything in this world is a shadow in comparison to his love. When we realize we have the greatest gift and the only gift that actually matters, and that God wants to use us to deliver the same gift to our friends, our coworkers, and our families, it's only then that our job, being witnesses for Christ, love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. It's only then that our job goes from being a burden to our joy. Let's pray. Father God, I pray that as we leave these doors, that church will really start. That as we go out into our families and into our community, God, as we share our meal together, that we will be a people who stand free in your love, and that we will leave here boldly proclaiming your message. God, when that stirring comes in our heart that we're supposed to share your love and we're supposed to share who your son is, God, that we will be unhesitant. God, that we'll make your love the focus of our lives, not our pride, not our comfort, but that we'll go forth as a people who love our job, sharing your word, that we are forgiven, and they can be too. In Jesus' name.